This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN, Community Network News. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Caitlin Pearson. An Australian Defence Force officer who set up a gay hate Facebook site and threatened to cut a gay officer into 100 pieces has avoided jail time. Marcus Andrew Georgiou, formerly of the 3rd Battalion Royal Australian Regiment, created a false Facebook account and named five serving army members it claimed were gay and had made a filthy lifestyle decision. At his trial last week, Sydney local court magistrate Caroline Barkle found Georgiou was affected by post-traumatic stress and paranoid schizophrenia after seeing a fellow soldier killed on a peacekeeping mission on the Solomon Islands.
It's hurtful, it's dangerous, it's damaging, and it's really inappropriate.
That's Carl Catter, the openly gay half-brother of Bob Catter, responding to the Queensland MP's recent views on gay marriage. Mr. Catter spoke to Channel 10's 6:30 program just days after his politician brother led a vocal anti-gay marriage rally at Parliament House. He says the views expressed by his brother at the rally only serve to perpetuate hate and discrimination.
I don't know how he can target a minority and persecute them in the way he has. His gross generalisations, etc., are just inappropriate in today's society.
A married Australian man might not be deported from the US after the Obama administration directed immigration officials to consider same-sex marriage when filing deportation cases. Anthony John Mack has been married to Bradford Wells since 2004 and is the primary caregiver for Wells, who is living with HIV/AIDS. The pair, who met in Sydney and have been together for 19 years, are one of more than 300,000 pending deportation cases up for review.
MPs reported back to Parliament last week the survey results of their own constituents on gay marriage. More than two-thirds of those who spoke on the issue were against equal marriage rights, based on feedback from their electorates. Many Coalition MPs, including New South Wales MP Albie Schultz, used the session to voice their disapproval at having been asked to conduct the surveys at all.
After 23 years in state and federal politics and a stint in local government, I am deeply offended at being told by the recently elected member for Melbourne how to do my job.
A Jamaican reggae singer, Mr. Maja P, has released the world's first pro-gay reggae album. The album, Tolerance, includes 11 songs supporting same-sex marriage and adoption by same-sex couples, as well as attacks on homophobic bullying. His song, Gay Bullying, calls for everyone to listen to him and stop homophobic bullying.
Yeah, bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my songs. Yeah, bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong.
Mr. Maja P, who is not gay, said he is seeking to challenge ignorance and reach out to gay people.
Police in the Indonesian province of Aceh have forced two women to have their marriage annulled and sign an agreement to separate. The women had been legally married for a few months after one of them posed as a man so they could marry. But suspicious neighbours confronted the couple and reported them to police.
And briefly in other news, the 2010 US Census has found that the number of self-identified gay couples in the country has risen by over 300,000. And an angry crowd at the anti-carbon tax rally in Canberra have shocked onlookers by shouting homophobic slurs against the Prime Minister Julia Gillard. Signs attacking the Green leader's sexuality were also erected in the crowd.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Sydney will host its first ever Rides Festival this October, with organisers expecting to attract more than 25,000 people for the cycling event. Forbes Street Darlinghurst will host the launch party, with market stalls, music and riding demonstrations like bike polo. And the world's first gay surfing competition, Coast Out, is returning to Coffs Harbour this October for its second year. Events to look out for are the Beach Carnival and Unreal Surf Competition, which will feature accredited judges from Surfing New South Wales.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Caitlin Pearson. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.